20. IV. Heaven is divided into two kingdoms, as there are infinite varieties in heaven, and no one society nor any one angel is exactly like any other. There are in heaven general, specific, and particular divisions. The general division is into two kingdoms, the specific into three heavens, and the particular into innumerable societies. Each of these will be treated of in what follows. The general division is said to be into kingdoms, because heaven is called the kingdom of God. There is infinite variety, and nowhere anything the same as another. Also in the heavens there is infinite variety. Varieties in heaven are varieties of good. All societies in the heavens, and all angels in a society, are thereby distinguished from each other. Nevertheless they are all made one by love from the Lord. 21. There are angels that receive more interiorly the divine that goes forth from the Lord, and others that receive it less interiorly. The former are called celestial angels, and the latter spiritual angels. Because of this difference, heaven is divided into two kingdoms, one called the celestial kingdom, the other the spiritual kingdom. Heaven as a whole is divided into two kingdoms, a celestial kingdom and a spiritual kingdom. The angels of the celestial kingdom receive the divine of the Lord in their voluntary part, thus more interiorly than the spiritual angels, who receive it in their intellectual part. See Numbers 51:13, 63:67. 85:21, 99:36, 99:95, 10,124, 22. As the angels that constitute the celestial kingdom receive the divine of the Lord more interiorly, they are called interior, and also higher angels. And for the same reason the heavens that they constitute are called interior and higher heavens. They are called higher and lower, because these terms designate what is interior and what is exterior. The heavens that constitute the celestial kingdom are called higher, while those that constitute the spiritual kingdom are called lower. Interior things are portrayed by higher things, and higher things signify interior things. 23. The love in which those are who are in the celestial kingdom is called celestial love, and the love in which those are who are in the spiritual kingdom is called spiritual love. Celestial love is love to the Lord, and spiritual love is love towards the neighbor. And as all good pertains to love, the good also of the other kingdom is called celestial, and the good of the other spiritual. Evidently, then, the two kingdoms are distinguished from each other in the same way as good of love to the Lord is distinguished from good of love towards the neighbor. And as the good of love to the Lord is an interior good, and that love is interior love, so the celestial angels are interior angels, and are called higher angels. The good of the celestial kingdom is good of love to the Lord, and the good of the spiritual kingdom is good of charity towards the neighbor. 24. The celestial kingdom is called also the Lord's priestly kingdom, and in the word his dwelling place, while the spiritual kingdom is called his royal kingdom, and in the word his throne. And from the celestial divine the Lord in the world was called Jesus, while from the spiritual divine he was called Christ. 25. The angels in the Lord's celestial kingdom, from their more interior reception of the divine of the Lord, far excel in wisdom and glory the angels that are in his spiritual kingdom, for they are in love to the Lord, and consequently are nearer and more closely conjoined to him. These angels are such because they have received and continue to receive divine truths at once in their life, and not first in memory and thought, as the spiritual angels do. Consequently they have divine truths written in their hearts, and they perceive them, and as it were see them, in themselves, nor do they ever reason about them whether they are true or not. They are such as are described in Jeremiah. I will put my law in their mind, and will write it in their heart. They shall teach no more everyone his friend and everyone his brother, saying, Know ye Jehovah. They shall know me, from the least of them even to the greatest of them. And they are called in Isaiah, taught of Jehovah, that the taught of Jehovah are those who are taught by the Lord he himself teaches in John. The celestial angels immeasurably surpass in wisdom the spiritual angels. The nature of the distinction between celestial angels and spiritual angels. The celestial angels do not reason about truths of faith, because they perceive them in themselves, but the spiritual angels reason about them whether they are true or not. 26. It has been said that these angels have wisdom and glory above others for the reason that they have received and continue to receive divine truths at once in their life. For as soon as they hear divine truths, they will undo them, instead of storing them up in the memory and afterwards considering whether they are true. They know at once by influx from the Lord whether the truth they hear is true, for the Lord flows directly into man's willing, but mediately through his willing into his thinking. Or what is the same, the Lord flows directly into good, but mediately through good into truth. That is called good which belongs to the will and action therefrom, while that is called truth that belongs to the memory and to the thought therefrom. Moreover, every truth is turned into good and implanted in love as soon as it enters into the will. But so long as truth remains in the memory and in the thought therefrom, it does not become good, nor does it live, nor is it appropriated to man, since man is a man from his will and understanding therefrom, and not from his understanding separated from his will. The Lord's influx is into good and through good into truth, and not the reverse, thus into the will and through that into the understanding, and not the reverse. The will of man is the very being of his life, and the receptacle of the good of love, while his understanding is the outgo of his life therefrom, and the receptacle of the truth and good of faith. Thus the will's life is the chief life of man, and the life of the understanding goes forth therefrom. Whatever is received by the will comes to be the life, and is appropriated to man. Man is a man from his will and his understanding therefrom. Moreover, everyone who wills and understands rightly is loved and valued by others, while he that understands rightly and does not will rightly is rejected and despised. Also, after death man remains such as his will and his understanding therefrom have been, while the things that pertain to the understanding and not also to the will then vanish, because they are not in the man. 27. Because of this difference between the angels of the celestial kingdom and the angels of the spiritual kingdom, they are not together, and have no interaction with each other. They are able to communicate only through intermediate angelic societies, which are called celestial spiritual. Through these the celestial kingdom flows into the spiritual, and from this it comes to pass that although heaven is divided into two kingdoms, it nevertheless makes one. The Lord always provides such intermediate angels through whom there is communication and conjunction. Between the two kingdoms there is communication and conjunction by means of angelic societies which are called celestial spiritual. The influx of the Lord through the celestial kingdom into the spiritual. 28. As the angels of these two kingdoms will be fully treated of in what follows, particulars are here omitted. 29. There are three heavens, entirely distinct from each other, an inmost or third, a middle or second, and an outmost or first. These have a like order in relation to each other as the highest part of man, or his head, the middle part, or body, and the lowest, or feet, or as the upper, the middle, and the lower stories of a house. In the same order is the divine that goes forth and descends from the Lord. Consequently, heaven, from the necessity of order, is threefold. 30. The interiors of man, which belong to his mind and disposition, are also in like order. He has an inmost, a middle, and an outmost part. For when man was created, all things of divine order were brought together in him, so that he became divine order in form, and consequently a heaven in miniature. For this reason also man, as regards his interiors, has communication with the heavens and comes after death among the angels, either among those of the inmost, or of the middle, or of the outmost heaven, in accordance with his reception of divine good and truth from the Lord during his life in the world. All things of divine order are brought together in man, and by creation man is divine order in form. In man the internal man was formed after the image of heaven, and the external after the image of the world. And this is why man was called by the ancients a microcosm. Thus man in respect to his interiors is by creation a heaven in least form after the image of the greatest. And such also man becomes when he has been created anew or regenerated by the Lord. 31. The divine that flows in from the Lord and is received in the third or inmost heaven is called celestial. And in consequence the angels there are called celestial angels. The divine that flows in from the Lord and is received in the second or middle heaven is called spiritual. And in consequence the angels there are called spiritual angels. While the divine that flows in from the Lord and is received in the outmost or first heaven is called natural. But as the natural of that heaven is not like the natural of the world, but has the spiritual and the celestial within it, that heaven is called the spiritual natural and the celestial natural. And in consequence the angels there are called spiritual natural and celestial natural. Those who receive influx from the middle or second heaven, which is the spiritual heaven, are called spiritual natural, and those who receive influx from the third or inmost heaven, which is the celestial heaven, are called celestial natural. The spiritual natural angels and the celestial natural angels are distinct from each other. Nevertheless, they constitute one heaven, because they are in one degree. There are three heavens, inmost, middle, and outmost, or third, second, and first. Goods therein also follow in triple order. The good of the inmost or third heaven is called celestial, the good of the middle or second is called spiritual, and the good of the outmost or first, spiritual natural. 32. In each heaven there is an internal and an external. Those in the internal are called their internal angels, while those in the external are called external angels. The internal and the external in the heavens, or in each heaven, hold the same relation as the voluntary and intellectual and man the internal corresponding to the voluntary, and the external to the intellectual. Everything voluntary has its intellectual. One cannot exist without the other. The voluntary may be compared to a flame and the intellectual to the light therefrom. 33. Let it be clearly understood that with the angels it is the interiors that cause them to be in one heaven or another. for as their interiors are more open to the Lord, they are in a more interior heaven. There are 3 degrees of interiors in each angel and spirit, and also in man. Those in whom the 3rd degree is opened are in the inmost heaven. Those in whom the 2nd degree is opened, or only the 1st, are in the middle or in the outmost heaven. The interiors are opened by reception of divine good and divine truth. Those who are affected by divine truths and admit them at once into the life, thus into the will and into action therefrom, are in the inmost or 3rd heaven, and have their place there in accordance with their reception of good from affection for truth. Those who do not admit truths at once into the will but into the memory, and thence into the understanding, and from the understanding will and do them, are in the middle or 2nd heaven. But those who live morally and who believe in a divine, and who care very little about being taught, are in the outmost or 1st heaven. From this it is clear that the states of the interiors are what make heaven, and that heaven is within everyone, and not outside of him, as the Lord teaches when he says, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here, or lo there, for behold the kingdom of God ye have within you." There are as many degrees of life in man as there are heavens, and these are opened after death in accordance with his life. Heaven is in man. Therefore he that has received heaven into himself in the world comes into heaven after death in 10,717. 34. Furthermore, all perfection increases towards interiors and decreases towards exteriors, since interiors are nearer to the divine, and are in themselves pure, while exteriors are more remote from the divine and are in themselves grosser. Intelligence, wisdom, love, everything good and the resulting happiness are what constitute angelic perfection, but not happiness apart from these, for such happiness is external and not internal. Because in the angels of the inmost heaven the interiors have been opened in the 3rd degree, their perfection immeasurably surpasses the perfection of angels in the middle heaven, whose interiors have been opened in the 2nd degree. So the perfection of these angels exceeds in like measure the perfection of angels of the outmost heaven. Interiors are more perfect because nearer to the divine. In the internal there are thousands and thousands of things that appear in the external as one general thing. As far as man is raised from externals towards interiors, so far he comes into light and thus into intelligence, and the elevation is like rising out of a cloud into clearness. 35. Because of this distinction, an angel of one heaven cannot go among the angels of another heaven. That is, no one can ascend from a lower heaven and no one can descend from a higher heaven. One ascending from a lower heaven is seized with a distress even to anguish, and is unable to see those who are there, still less to talk with them, while one descending from a higher heaven is deprived of his wisdom, stammers in his speech, and is in despair. There were some from the outmost heaven who had not yet been taught that the interiors of angels are what constitute heaven, and who believed that they might come into a higher heavenly happiness by simply gaining access to a heaven where higher angels are. These were permitted to enter among such angels. But when they were there they could see no one, however much they searched, although there was a great multitude present, for the interiors of the newcomers not having been opened in the same degree as the interiors of the angels there, their sight was not so opened. Presently they were seized with such anguish of heart that they scarcely knew whether they were alive or not. Therefore they hastily betook themselves to the heaven from which they came, glad to get back among their like, and pledging themselves that they would no longer covet higher things than were in agreement with their life. Again, I have seen some let down from a higher heaven, and these were deprived of their wisdom until they no longer knew what their own heaven was. It is otherwise when, as is often done, angels are raised up by the Lord out of a lower heaven into a higher that they may behold its glory. For then they are prepared beforehand, and are encompassed by intermediate angels, through whom they have communication with those they come among. From all this it is plain that the 3 heavens are entirely distinct from each other. 36. Those, however, who are in the same heaven can affiliate with any who are there. But the delights of such affiliation are measured by the kinships of good they have come into, of which more will be said in the following chapters. 37. But although the heavens are so distinct that there can be no companionship between the angels of one heaven and the angels of another, still the Lord joins all the heavens together by both direct and mediate influx, direct from himself into all the heavens, and mediate from one heaven into another. He thus makes the 3 heavens to be one, and all to be in such connection from the first to the last that nothing unconnected is possible. Whatever is not connected through intermediates with the first can have no permanent existence, but is dissipated and becomes nothing. Influx from the Lord is direct from himself and also mediate through one heaven into another, and in like manner into man's interiors. Direct influx of the divine from the Lord, mediate influx through the spiritual world into the natural world. All things spring from things prior to themselves, thus from a first, and in like inner subsist, because subsistence is unceasing springing forth, therefore nothing unconnected is possible. 38. Only he who knows how degrees are related to divine order can comprehend how the heavens are distinct, or even what is meant by the internal and the external man. Most men in the world have no other idea of what is interior and what is exterior, or of what is higher and what is lower, than is something continuous or coherent by continuity, from purer to grosser. But the relation of what is interior to what is exterior is discrete, not continuous. Degrees are of two kinds, those that are continuous and those that are not. Continuous degrees are related like the degrees of the waning of a light from its bright blaze to darkness, or like the degrees of the decrease of vision from objects in the light to those in the shade, or like degrees of purity in the atmosphere from bottom to top. These degrees are determined by distance. On the other hand, degrees that are not continuous, but discrete, are distinguished like prior and posterior, like cause and effect, and like what produces and what is produced. Whoever looks into the matter will see that in each thing and all things in the whole world, whatever they are, there are such degrees of producing and compounding, that is, from one a second, and from that a third, and so on. Until one has acquired for himself a perception of these degrees, he cannot possibly understand the differences between the heavens, nor between the interior and exterior faculties of man, nor the differences between the spiritual world and the natural world, nor between the spirit of man and his body. So neither can he understand the nature and source of correspondences and representations, or the nature of influx. Sensual men do not apprehend these differences, for they make increase and decrease, even according to these degrees, to be continuous, and are therefore unable to conceive of what is spiritual otherwise than as a pure natural. And in consequence they remain outside of and a great way off from intelligence. Things interior and things exterior are not continuous but distinct and discrete according to degrees. And each degree has its bounds. One thing is formed from another, and the things so formed are not continuously purer and grosser, until the difference between what is interior and what is exterior according to such degrees is perceived. Neither the internal and external man nor the interior and exterior heavens can be clearly understood. 39. Finally, a certain arcanum respecting the angels of the three heavens, which has not hitherto come into anyone's mind, because degrees have not been understood, may be related. In every angel and also in every man there is an inmost or highest degree, or an inmost or highest something, into which the divine of the Lord primarily or proximately flows, and from which it disposes the other interiors in him that follow in accordance with the degrees of order. This inmost or highest degree may be called the entrance of the Lord to the angel or man, and his various dwelling place in them. It is by virtue of this inmost or highest that a man is a man, and is distinguished from irrational animals, for these do not have it. From this it is that man, unlike the animals, is capable, in respect to all his interiors which pertain to his mind and disposition, of being raised up by the Lord to himself, of believing in the Lord, of being moved by love to the Lord, and thereby beholding him, and of receiving intelligence and wisdom, and speaking from reason. Also, it is by virtue of this that he lives to eternity. But what is arranged and provided by the Lord in this inmost does not distinctly flow into the perception of any angel, because it is above his thought and transcends his wisdom. 40. These now are the general truths respecting the three heavens, but in what follows each heaven will be particularly treated of.